Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Staff, the year where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Gemara Rosh Hashanah 22. The Mishnah on the top of 22a says, if they, the members of the Sanhedrin, who will accept testimony about the appearance of the new moon, do not know the witness, they, the court that presides in the witness town of origin, send with him another to testify about him. The Mishnah explains why that's necessary. Originally, they would accept testimony regarding the sighting of the new moon from any Jewish man. As the notes point out, for barring evidence to the contrary, all Jews were assumed to be observant and fit to testify. When the Bothesians came, they came and disrupted the process of sanctifying the new moon, the Baisusim, the sages instituted they should accept only from those known to trustworthy and loyal Jews. Because it's not possible to trust them all anymore because of different things that happened at that time. But the key point to focus in on is that they would originally accept testimony regarding the sighting of the new moon from any Jewish man, because all Jews are assumed to be observant and fit to testify. That's the point to think about. All of us have what to contribute. All of us have what to do. Every single one of us, the Gemara points out, has mitzvahs that are like pomegranate seeds, that are so many mitzvahs, even if we're not the great sages or Rosh Yeshiva or big figures and just a regular Bala Bais, Bala Tabais. There's so much to be able to do. Everyone has something to contribute. Just like the court used to take any Jew, any person was good enough to testify, so too we should realize each one of us, any one of us, all of us are good enough and more than good enough to contribute to the Jewish people, to do good, to bring good, and to affect and effect the world around us. Remember, every single one of us is special. Every single one of us is unique. Every single one of us has a special mission and purpose. I myself, Tani, am the only Tani that are here and that was and that will be, that has my unique purpose and my unique name. Yes, there might be another person called Tani, but not with the same mission, not with the same characteristics, not with the same abilities. You'll be tasked to it after 120 years if you accomplish what you were supposed to. Why didn't you do X? Why didn't you do Y? I put you a passion and disposition for this or that, and you ended up doing the wrong thing. You were a bank teller, but when I gave you a passion for working with trains, you could have done so good. You could have made the system so perfect that people could have got to shear 10 times faster. Why were you in the wrong profession? Every single one of us are good and fit and observant to do good things in this world. Don't forget that. Remember, we all have something to contribute and do. Just as any single person used to be able to give the testimony, which made the entire Jewish calendar for that month and the whole year, so too every single one of us can do what we can to make the world better every single day. Join us next time as we talk Rosh Hashanah 23 here on the TTD.